1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. It's Balbriggan in North County Dublin. Sam, good afternoon.
Hello.
Sam, how are you? What's the name of your church, Sam?
It's not the church, it's just a group, Dynamic Christian.
Dynamic Christian. And when did you start handing out these cartoon storybooks, these comics?
Oh, we've been doing it for a while, once in a while, maybe once or twice in a year. We just give it out to people. It's actually a storybook, nothing big, but it's a Christian stuff.
And is it mainly Balbriggan that you give them out, Sam, or are there other areas?
No. Anywhere we go, like the times we're in Dublin, we give it out in Dublin.
Okay. And you give out ice cream as well?
Not every time. This time around, we just saw the weather was good and we decided, okay, let's give something back to the community in a good weather, that's all.
And what did you give them, icebergs or brunches or chalk ices?
No. We don't own the ice cream. It's an ice cream truck. We just invite the ice cream truck and ask the guy to give it out and we paid for it.
Very good. 99s or whatever. Stay there for a sec, Sam, because it was Sarah Morgan who contacted us about these comic storybooks. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks. Will you tell us about what happened and why you were so deeply upset about these comic storybooks?
Yeah, my son, who's 8 years of age, was down the street on Sunday morning collecting some breakfast rolls down the street, and he came running into me saying, "Mom, they're giving away free ice cream on the square." He had a little comic book in his hand, which I didn't put any pass on for a second. And I was like, "Oh, that's great." You know, he's like, "Yeah, we're going to put down the rolls and we're going to run back out and get them." Right. And with that, he says, "Mom, what's this, like, it says they're lesbians and homosexuals." And I went, "What?" And I took the little comic off and I started to read it. And when I tell you, Joe, the blood drained from my head that my 8-year-old son was subjected to the language. I mean, the first words in this book were just horrific for an 8-year-old or anyone to read, to be honest with you. I mean, they're claiming, I took the book off him, I rang the guards, and I said, "Someone's after handing this to my child, it can't be right." And I went round the corner and I handed the leaflet back to the man, I don't know whether it was Sam himself or whoever was there, and I said, "How dare you subject my child to this absolute filth language? He would never hear that in my own home." And they told me they were preaching love, and I said, "There's no love in those words." And they were my exact words. I took another load of pamphlets off another child. It was a child who handed it to my son, by the way. It was a young child that handed it to my 8-year-old son.
Okay.
And
the problem is, to do this item, we need to be clear to people, because and then to be clear to people, we're in danger of being homophobic, aren't we?
Yes, because the first words on these page are deemed homophobic, and that's what I said to him. I said, "There's no love in those words. No one wants to be caught." Am I allowed to say the words on there, or can I read out the booklet? I mean, I don't know either.
What we'll do is we'll put it in context. I just hope people understand why we're reading out these words. These words are deeply offensive words. And I'm conscious people have children, and also that we don't want to be homophobic or promoting homophobic.
Exactly. I mean, my child would have never heard these words in a million years, and here they are handed to him on a comic.
They are the words that people use, that some very ignorant people use to describe people who are gay, male
exactly.
and female.
And the mildest one was a sissy. There, we say that one out loud.
That was the mildest one.
On the front page of this book, it went on to talk about AIDS and giving blood. It all then went on to talk about Sodom and Goliath, and it went on to mention
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Said, "She is my wife, you lousy pervert. Even children are not safe in their gross perversions." A horrible picture of a man there. And then it went on to say,
"And a man and a little child clutching a towel."
A man and a little child, a hairy like man. And then it says, "Lost, give us those men. We're going to rape them. My brothers, this isn't right. Take my virgin daughters instead." Now, this is the content of this little comic or loving booklet that they were handing out to my 8-year-old son. And that's why I went ballistic, and that's why I'm absolutely so furious that it's just absolutely disgusting in this day and age, or in any age, for people to hand that out and to even have it printed, to buy it off the internet. I mean, it's available on the internet to buy, which shocked me even more.
Sam, do you want to reply to that, that it is, that your document, your comic is homophobic?
Well, that is not what the comic is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the first page, this is a cartoon which was not intended for children. This leaflet, I believe, is in one of the hands of the adult. Probably the children's story finished in the hand of that, whoever is that give it out and run back to whoever I took it from, which I don't know yet, who gave it to the child. But what is inside this comic is this. The first page was talking about what the heart of somebody was talking, which the way some people think. And beside the same word, are you with me?
Yeah.
There is a place there that in the same page you said, it is not a family value.
Hate is not a family value.
Hatred is not a family value, which is what many people think, or the way they handle issues like these.
And underneath that you have, we are going to save our children. Save our children from what?
Is just a comic, is the thought of the person who was talking, and somebody is trying to correct that person by saying it is not a family value.
Okay.
You know how...
What does this mean? Even children were not safe from their gross perversions. It's that time again, a man says...
That is the art of people. That's what people always think. They will think that is why they are fighting. Meanwhile, when there is situation where there is split in ideas of people, this book is only teaching that you don't go about calling people's name. You don't go about thinking, oh, you want to save people from this. That is not how to go about it. If Jesus himself...
Can I step in there?
Yes, Sarah, do. Yes, please.
I tell you, the last page of this book says, someone loved you enough to tell you the truth. The only way to escape the sin of homosexuality is through Jesus Christ. Please trust in him as your own personal savior right now. Now, you tell me that that's not telling people they're sinners if they're homosexual in that book. And that's exactly what that book is saying. And that there's no love. That's what they're preaching, and that's preaching hate, basically.
Under the same page you are reading, I believe there is something that I say: greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. I don't know.
Here we go.
Quite close to what we are doing. Hold on, please. This book is about correcting people not to go about attacking people or what.
Yeah, but you then say
the word of God.
Yes,
when you go into the word of God, there is no way stuff like this.
Hold on, please. To be homosexual.
There is no way any Christians will preach to you that will tell you that God can save you if the Bible said that is not good. That's what the Christian will say. But it's not like we're attacking anybody or saying that people are not good.
Someone loved
you. Everybody can raise an idea that, okay, look, let's look into it in another way. I didn't write this book, you know that. But whatever you see...
You handed it to my 8-year-old child. This is the thing. If my child didn't have this book, I wouldn't be on the radio. We wouldn't be having this argument.
Which I said to you, which I don't know, maybe I come to you that very day and I said, oh, sorry, I didn't know this is part of the things that get to you, that we didn't see this there. And when I took the book and I said... It's not actually what the book is trying to do, attack anybody. Like, it, from the beginning, it corrected the people's idea that, look, why would you go to people who attack people? And so, though, they are this, they are that. It is not the value, it's not the family value. Whatever you think we're trying to do, that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do was just to preach the word of God to people, but not to come against anybody. Anybody has right to be whatever they want to be. I choose to be a Christian. That doesn't mean everybody is happy with me. And that doesn't give me a right to come after anybody or anybody to come after me as a Christian.
But you do say, Sam, the comic book reader, someone loved you enough to tell you the truth. The only way to escape the sin of homosexuality is through Jesus Christ. Please trust him as your personal saviour right now. Do you believe that?
Well, the Bible says something, I will believe what the Bible says. But I'm not saying to people that they should live their lifestyle. This is just a free word. A statement that was said freely through the Bible, not through me. I didn't say all this.
But you're handing out these pamphlets to people, Sam.
How many of these pamphlets did you get in the leaflet that was given out?
I have five other leaflets here and that one.
And all the five, this is what is inside.
Yeah, well, so well, no, are you saying no, that? You're saying now it's...
Sam, there are there's different ones about Bad Bob, The Last Judge, The Contract, All God's Creatures, just one more. All of which are not fit for children, any of them. There's pictures of people being beheaded in them. They were all handed out with a free ice cream on Bodbriggan Square on Sunday morning.
Which one you said they are beheading people in it? These are not true stories you're talking about.
I can send the picture in. I mean, it was your man.
Why are you making a big deal out of book? You know how book, when book is written, it's not a video, it's not anything, it's just a book.
Sam, the reason why I am making a big deal of it is because my 8-year-old child was on a public street and was handed paraphernalia that is not fit for 8-year-old's eyes. Okay?
Well,
that's why I'm making a big deal.
I don't know how your 8-year-old got this, but I am very sure if anybody sit down and read this pamphlet with
but Sam, but Sam, hang on.
Hundreds of people have read it.
Sam,
I'm
sorry to be so obtuse here. Can we go back to the ice cream? Like, you decided to give out ice cream. You're saying you only give out the leaflet to adults. So if you're giving ice cream to adults, you give them a Magnum or something. If you're giving an ice cream to a child, you give them a 99 or a cone. Isn't that correct? Mr. Whippy. Mind the children.
It was an actual ice cream van.
That's what I mean, yes.
On the square. It was enticing children. Not adults.
Do you know, like, we didn't force the leaflet to anybody. It was a free gift and a lot of people come for the ice cream. They were not interested in the leaflet and they were never forced. We didn't say condition. You take one leaflet, you take an ice cream. It was never a condition.
But do you believe what's written in this? For example, that it's only through Jesus Christ that you can save yourself. The only way to escape...
Let me
put the question to this so they know what I'm talking about. The only way to escape the sin of homosexuality is through Jesus Christ. Someone loved you enough to tell the truth. Please trust him as your own personal saviour right now. And that paragraph is said, it begins with reader. It's aimed at reader. Do you believe this, Sam?
What I believe is that, including myself talking to you, I'm a sinner in one way or the other. There are thousands of things. Even probably the way I approach my life or what I'm seeing right now, it could be a sin. All I believe is that whatever anybody believes, if anybody is into any kind of life and if the person doesn't believe it's a sin.
I shouldn't have to...
Let me finish what I'm saying. If the person does not believe it's a sin, it's not a sin to that person. But to me, I said anything that is a sin to me that I call a sin.
But it
is. The only person who can save me from sin is Jesus. That is all I believe.
If you, Sam, if you were gay, would you, I don't know, are you gay? I don't know. It's none of my business. If you were gay, would that be a sin?
Well, if I am, if I got a point in my life and I think it's a sin, then I'll call it a sin. If I didn't get to the point of thinking it's a sin, then it's not a sin to me. Everybody has the right to decide what is a sin to him. You see, the writers of this book wrote this and mentioned it and call it a sin. It depends on whoever is reading it.
So, Sam, are you telling me you hand these booklets out willy-nilly and you don't read them? You don't know what content is in them? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, this
you
is what I would say to
you.
You
hand them out to children.
Let me say what I would say for the question you asked me.
Yeah.
I read most of all, let me say I read everything, and this one was not actually part of the one I intend to get out on that day. By mistake, it was there, because I know that the country we are inside, everybody is allowed, everybody is accepted. So I didn't have the plan to attack anybody or anything or to force anybody to change or to change his lifestyle. But all I'm saying to you is that the book was not designed to attack anybody. Like I could be drinking too much of Coke. Let me use Coke as my sample. And somebody may believe that taking too much of Coke is a sin. The person may have the right to tell me, Sam, this is a sin. It is left for me to believe that is a sin. That is
Sam,
how I
believe. Do you
believe
it was a sin? It was a sin for you, for one of your people to hand, or one of your parishioners, or whatever, to hand one of the Ethiopian child to hand this to my child. Do you believe that was a sin to expose my child to those words? Do you believe that was a sin?
Now that is a mistake. That was not a sin.
because it was not something done intentionally. Okay. We only went outside give back to the community and show love to the community. We never intend for anything to turn out this way. We never intend that.
Sam, is murder a sin?
Murder,
killing somebody, is that a sin?
Well, the question I will ask, if I will answer that, the law of this land said it's a sin.
Yes.
So, who am I to say it's not a sin? Exactly. And in the Bible also, God is not happy with that.
Every religion would agree that murder is a sin. Okay, and if you decide in your head that murder is not a sin, it makes not a twitter of difference. It is a sin. Now, you say it's up to people themselves to decide in their heads if homosexuality is a sin. Isn't that correct?
My answer is yes. It's up to everybody to decide what it is. Whoever wrote the book we're using and what is inside the Bible, if the Bible says it's a sin, it's left to everybody to believe what is in the Bible. It's not compulsory, you know that?
Okay.
People don't go to church, nobody arrests them.
Do you believe...
Let me ask you a question on this question.
I'm asking you the question. Sam, do you believe someone can be cured of homosexuality if they turn to God?
Everybody can change. Because all what we are talking about is just your personal feeling, how you think you're feeling, how you think your life, your body is showing you what you think the nature of your life is telling you.
So you think
I can decide to change my life tomorrow morning. So everybody can do anything. It's not about do I believe that it can be cured. I never call it a disease.
Do you believe someone who is a homosexual can change into someone that's heterosexual?
If he decides to do that, that is left to him.
Homosexuality is a choice. It's a lifestyle choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of that, Sarah?
I'm sorry that
you got us wrong, but whatever you think, that is not what we're thinking, and that's not our intention.
I didn't get you wrong.
Let me say this for your notice. Honestly, this will be withdrawn from whatever we're using. We'll take this out because it's not serving what we want it to serve. It's not serving the purpose.
Do you distribute them or do you preach anywhere else, Sam? Do you preach in the centre of Dublin or other Swords or Dundrum or Navan Road or Castle Knock?
We're a small group there, or the bigger group. All what we do is we preach to people. But like, you know the book you're really fighting on, I didn't write the book.
Have you preached recently in Grafton Street?
I've not been there.
Not been there, okay. And you don't use the phrase, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve?
Sorry?
There's a phrase that somebody says was used in Grafton Street recently.
What is the phrase?
The phrase is, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Do you understand that?
Oh, no, I've never heard that. That would be my first time of hearing that. Okay. Because that is not in the Bible.
Okay. And where in the Bible does Jesus Christ, or anyone that details what Jesus said, where does Jesus Christ condemn homosexuality and say that the way to escape the sin of homosexuality is to come to me, i.e. to come to, is through Jesus
Christ? We have an issue here where everybody is not saying Jesus Christ did not come to die for one person or one sin. Mm. Jesus Christ did not even classify sin into small, big. All Jesus Christ came to do is to show us love, that we have lost our way. We should come back to God who loves us, who created us. That is all Jesus came back to. Every sin are likely the same thing before God. There is no big one. There is no bad one. Even a liar. And whatever other sins, even a murderer, they are all the same thing before God, sinner. And what I want you to know is that, look, everybody, including me, you, we are all, and those people may be referring to, those people may be calling names, that is what this book is trying to do. They are all children of God. And God did not intend anybody to be destroyed or to be condemned. The only effort God has ever put in place is to get everybody back to Him. To get everybody to love Him. That is all that God has ever done. So, if we got ourselves wrong or step on the wrong foot, I'm sorry for those people who step on their foot, but that is not what God intends to do. God only wants people to see things in his own way. That is what he has been doing, and I believe that is what we are also trying to do. We are just a messenger. You don't have to shoot the messenger because of the message.
Does Jesus Christ think homosexuality is a sin, do you believe?
At this point, I will let you know, like, I only stand for the value of whatever Jesus Christ stands for. I'm not Jesus.
Yeah, but you do say in your comic, the only way to escape the sin of homosexuality is through Jesus Christ. But where does... Anyway.
Let me use this word.
Okay.
Everybody and all sin, the only way to escape all sin. I'm not going to be tagging people because I didn't come here to attack anybody or to say a group of people. We all know things that we think maybe something may be wrong with what we're doing. Whatever you think is not right. Jesus Christ came for everybody, and he didn't come to judge, to kill, or to destroy. He only came to help. He has already paid the sacrifice for all everybody's sin.
All of these booklets, I just read all these booklets, Sam, and every single one of them is preaching God will save or Jesus will save with fear. Every single one of them has put fear. All these little comics. I mean, as I say, page 13 of The Last Judge has Goliath being beheaded by David, okay, out of the Bible. Bad Bob was a bad person. All God preaches is about people looking at their toys and not worshipping Jesus. I mean, you're preaching fear with comics to children. I mean, it's just, how can that be the word of Jesus? How can that, how okay. people put fear in people?
Okay, we leave it at that. Thanks indeed, Sarah Morgan. Yeah. And as Sarah said, the blood drained from her when she read what was in this comic. And Sam, what's your surname, Sam? I have your Christian name. Sorry?
Samuel Sunday.
Sunday, okay. And you're with Dynamic Christian International?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been preaching in Ireland?
For over 13 years.
18 years. Okay. Thanks.
Can I say something to you?
Yes, briefly, please. Yeah.
If you read the book of Romans chapter 3, it starts with if we admit we are a sinner. That's the first step for us to know if we are a sinner. So what I'm trying to say is anything anybody does not admit, do not see as a sin. That means the person is not going towards the direction of saying, oh, I'm a sinner, I want to change. Nobody will force anybody to change. But definitely it is right for some people to try.
Insofar as you know, Sam, are there any gay members of the Dynamic Christian International group?
Oh, well, if they're there, that is what we want.
No, as far as you know, are any members gay?
I don't know, because nobody comes to me and tells me I'm gay. And
that's understandable. Okay.
Those who have been attending the program I do, they will know I never preach against anybody or said anybody cannot be anything. All I said to people is, this is what the Bible says, and I only stand for the value of what the Bible says.
So from what you've heard today, Sam, do you think it was a mistake to distribute this comic with free 99?
Well, I think the comic went into the wrong hand, not the intention of the people. So that's the only thing I'll say, and I'll say sorry for that because it was not our intention that it should go this way.
Okay.
Our intention is to show the love of Jesus to everybody, not to condemn anybody. And I said, oh, don't worry, this one, I think it's not communicating correctly, I'll withdraw it.
But you do know, Sam, if you pull up in a Mr. Whippy van and you turn on the bells, the chimes, the Mr. Whippy sounds, you know that's there to attract children. You know that in Ireland, Mr. Whippy.
We know that. Let me say something.
No, I don't want to ask.
The lady talking said that the leaflet was not given by an adult. That is where you will see that it's a mistake. Maybe a child just picked it where it was and run after somebody who he saw. So we never intend to give this thing to the wrong people or even to the children.
But I am saying, if you never intended, why do you bring along a Mr. Whippy van? Sarah, what happened when you rang the guards, by the way?
The guards said that was terrible and said they'd send someone up straight away. I didn't see the guards, but the actual group and the ice cream van was gone within 10 minutes. So I can't be sure whether the guards came up or not. But I've sent a letter to the guards as well to find out what are they going any further or what the story is.
And did you send them a copy of the comic?
Yes.
No, you did. Okay. Yeah, the wall. Okay, Sarah.
And I sent it all to my local TDs as well. And okay. So we'll just see.
Okay, Sarah, thanks. And Sarah Morgan and Sam is a representative of the Dynamic Christian International, who was giving out that comic on Sunday with the free ice cream in Balbriggan, 51551.